The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
Stories Under the Stars.
The following is a story based on an incident from the rich Arabic heritage. These stories were chosen and documented with utmost care, with the hope of conveying important lessons and morals while still being entertaining. Don't jump to conclusions. A long time ago, there was a famous Arab hunter named Al-Kusai. On a particular day, he went out ready to hunt. When he reached a nearby valley, he noticed a tall plant that was standing straight. It was a very strong plant that made very good archery bows. Al-Kusai took part of the plant so that he could plant it on his land. When he took this plant back to his land, he took great care of it. He watered it and checked on it every day, as if it were one of his own children. He did this for a long time. When the plant grew, it grew into a large tree. Al-Kusai cut the tree down and he dried it. After several days, he shaped the plant with a knife by cutting off small pieces until it was in the shape of an archery bow. Then he tightly tied a string on both ends. Al-Kusai had made it into a magnificent bow. This plant's strong wood could also make very strong arrows. So Al-Kusai took what was left of the tree's branches and sharpened each of them to make 5 straight arrows. He placed them in a special bag that he had made for them. Then he placed the bag on his shoulder. He was ready to hunt. After all this hard work that he put into making a strong bow with arrows, Al-Kusai set out at night with his dog. His dog usually went about with him so that they could find something to hunt. The full moon lit up Al-Kusai's path. When he came to a creek where the deers usually came to drink water, he hid behind some of the bushes and waited patiently for the deers to come close to the water so he could try his special new equipment. Al-Kusai waited for an hour. Just then, he heard a group of deer close by. He immediately got his bow and arrows ready, pulling the arrow back and focusing it on a deer not far away from him. He took aim and released the arrow. Zip! It zipped through the air at a rapid speed and then made a spark. Al-Kusai looked to see what his arrow had struck. It seemed to him that he had missed his target, and instead, he hit a firestone. Al-Kusai found this very strange. He waited a bit, then prepared another arrow. When another pack of animals approached, he took aim once again and released the arrow. His shot was straight, but it seemed that he missed his target again. No! Al-Kusai was very puzzled. Again, he waited a few minutes, then aimed another arrow, then he released it. Eventually, he used up all 5 of his special arrows. and they all hit the stone. Al-Kusa'i became very angry. He put so much hard work into the bow and arrows, but he kept hitting rocks. Out of his anger, Al-Kusa'i broke his bow with a rock. By this time, the sun had begun to rise. That is when Al-Kusa'i looked around him and saw 5 deer lying down on the ground. And that is when he realized that in fact, each one of his arrows went all the way through a deer. But the arrow, it was just so strong and so sharp that it continued to fly straight through the deer until it hit the stone. This made Al-Kusa'i yell out with great sadness, but it was too late. He had already destroyed this magnificent bow that took him so long to make. And Allah knows best. The end.
The moral of this story, dear listeners, is that we should not rush to make big decisions before we know more about the situation. We should wait patiently until we learn a little more. We should also ask someone who might know better, like our parents, our grandparents, our older brother or sister, just so we can be extra sure that we are making the right decision. And so, dear listeners, learn from the mistake of Al-Kusa'i. And don't make big decisions when you're feeling angry, sad, or confused, and without looking for proof that this decision is the best one that you can make. Until next time, boys and girls, good night and sleep tight.